Today's daf is Sukkah Daf Choftes, and we are at the Mishnah, 19 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Basmecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, Baruch Bendit Ben Devorah Hinda, and Eliezer Shmuel Ben Chana Yitta. Today's daf is also being learned for Eloi Nishmas Avram Ben Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're continuing to discuss the halachos of Yeshiva Sukkah. In fact, we are going to learn the final daf of Maseches Sukkah that deals with the laws of Sukkah. Tomorrow's daf, we're going to begin a completely different chapter, literally and figuratively. Perek Lulav HaGazel, says the Mishnah, Kol Shavas Hayomim, all 7 days of Sukkah, Adam Oisus Ukas Ikva, Ubeis Hayaroi, a person needs to make his Sukkah his permanent residence and have his house as his temporary residence. Meaning, a person's allowed to still use his house during Sukkah, despite the fact that it says in the Torah, Basukkah is Teshvu Shavas Hayomim. However, the mitzvah of Sukkah is that your Sukkah should be your Makom Kavua, and your house should be Aroi, says the Mishnah Yardu Kshamin. In the event that it rains, you're a mitzta'er is potem in HaSukkah, but me'emasai mutal lefanes. At what point are you considered a mitzta'er? At what point are you allowed to leave your Sukkah and go back into your house? Says the Mishnah Mishetisrach HaMikba. When the rain is such that it's causing the food to go bad, that's when you're allowed to leave the Sukkah. Mashal amad avadayim. Chazal gave a mashal to explain what it's like if it rains on Sukkot. Chazal said that it's analogous to Eved that came to serve his master, v'shafach lo'kitan alpanav, and his master took the water that the Eved poured for him and he gave it right back to him. As if to say that on Sukkot, when a Yid sits in a Sukkot, he wants to serve his master, his creator, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it rains and Hashem essentially is telling you that you're a mitzta'er and you're potem in a Sukkot, it's the equivalent of the Adon being shafach lo'kitan alpanav. Zok Gemara, Tan Rabbanu, we learned to the Brice. All 7 days, other Moses of Kasek Fal Base Era, a person has to keep his Sukkah as his Diras Kfa, and his house should be his Diras Arai. Ketzad, for example, Hoyle Kalem Nam, a person that has nice Kalem Malum with Sukkah, he's supposed to bring it into the Sukkah. Matzoy is nice. If you have nice beds and sheets, Milon the Sukkah, you bring it to the Sukkah. Oichov the Shoysa, Umetail the Sukkah. Not just that, you're supposed to eat, you're supposed to drink, you should spatzir in the Sukkah, your Kfias is supposed to be in the Sukkah. And this is sometimes a little bit misunderstood because we think of the mitzvah of Sukkah as eating in a Sukkah, drinking in a Sukkah, and sleeping in a Sukkah. But really, it's much more than that. The mitzvah of Sukkah is Kol Shivas Hayomim Adam Oises Sukkas Ikfa Ubeisei Aroi. That's the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Bryson says the same thing, but like it always does, adds a little bit of language and gets specific. In fact, one of the things the Braisa says is you should take all your nice kalim and put it in your sukkah. Where would you keep your nice things? In your house, which is where you are b'kavua, or in a place where you're baroi? Of course, in the place where you're kavua. So for these 7 days, your sukkah is supposed to be kfa and beis is supposed to be aroi. So you should take your dining room furniture and everything and you should move it into the sukkah. In a perfect world, that's what you would do. The only reason people don't do that is because it's not practical. And there's heterim and kulois, it just doesn't work. But understanding the mitzvah of Sukkah fundamentally, the mitzvah is not to sit there, it's not to stand there, it's not to eat there, it's not to drink there, but rather the mitzvah is kol shivas hayomim adam oises ukasei kfa ubeisoi aroi. Says the Gemara, no, immediately. What's the makar to this? So we know the makar. The Tanu Rabbanon, teshvu, pasuk is teshvu shivas hayomim, and it means ke'en toduru. You should be there in the same way that you live. Mikan number from here, Chazal said, Kol Shivas Hayomim, all 7 days, Oysa Adam Sukase Kva, Ubeisai Aroi. Ketzad, another Braisa that explains this, Hoyle Kalem Non. If someone has nice Kalem, Milon Lasukah, you bring it to the Sukkah. Matzois, nice. If you have nice sheets, Milon Lasukah. Oichel Veshoisa, you should eat, you should drink in the Sukkah, Umetayel in the Sukkah. And here we have a Hoysafa that this Braisa has over the previous Braisa, and certainly over the Mishnah that was written Balash and Ketzara, says the Braisa, Umeshane in the Sukkah. And you should steig in the Sukkah. You should be learning in the Sukkah. Now, Mishana B'Sukkah sounds like all learning. Rashi says, specifically, be'iyun. That's what the word Mishanin seems to mean. For the Gemara asks, Akasha Eini, is that true? V'amma Rava said, Mikro misna b'metal alta. Mikro, meaning learning Torah, Shabik Saf. Misna means learning Mishnah. That you should do b'metal alta. That as we know by now, is Aramaic for sukkah. That you should do in the sukkah. But v'tanuye, as it relates to iyun, bar mitzvah l'alta, that's something that's supposed to be done outside of the sukkah. So we actually have a stira. Should you learn be'iyun in the sukkah, or should you learn be'iyun out of the sukkah? Now, before we go weiter, why would you think you should learn be'iyun in the sukkah? Pasuk is teishvu shivas yamim, teishvu ke'in taduru, that's what you should be learning. What would be the tzad that you should learn outside of a sukkah? So Rashi says, the mitztayru. Because if you're going to have to learn be'iyun inside a sukkah, it's actually going to be a geder of mitzta'er. It's not that the learning is mitzta'er, but learning in a sukkah could be mitzta'er. And therefore, a person wants to be learning in a situation where it won't be mitzta'er, obviously. And therefore, there's an idea of mikro misna bimitalalta, but the tanuye is bar mitzta'er. So again, we have a steer. Here we have a braisa that says Mashana Basuki is supposed to learn even being in a sukkah. And here we have a braisa that says you should learn being outside of the sukkah. The Gemara says, like Kasha, Hab Migris, Hab Iyuni. Are you learning Bi'iyun for the first time, or are you learning Bi'iyun already for the second time? So the first time you learn it, so there, if you're gonna be in a sukkah, could be it's gonna be mitzvah. You'd rather be outside where you're going to have a little more yishuv adas, more harchavas adas. So therefore, the halach is you don't have to do it in a sukkah. However, if you're chazering it, so at that point, even though it's be'iyun, but you're learning it technically for the second time, so but there it's going to be okay. And the Gemara says, Kihad Rava v'rami bar chamakavi kaimi mikami Rav Chizda, when they would get up from Rav Chizda, mirati b'gemara b'hadei adadi v'hadar ma'ayni b'svara. So they would learn and what Rav Chizda had taught them first, and then afterwards they would go into it again and they would try to understand it. But the point is, you see that they had this Seder where they would learn this Iyun not once but twice. So the first time is a little bit more intense. The second time, which is a little bit less intense, that already is supposed to be in a sukkah. But regardless, so we have a halacha as it relates to Limud HaTorah. Should you learn in a sukkah or should you not learn in a sukkah? So you would think for sure you should learn in a sukkah. If you eat in a sukkah and you drink in a sukkah and you sleep in a sukkah and you shpatzir in a sukkah and you have all your nice things inside the sukkah and that's your makum kavua, so of course it should be in a sukkah. Stating that, it's not so simple. There would seem to be a chilik perhaps between learning be'iyun versus learning b'kiyos, between mikra and mishnah and gemara, and learning be'iyun the first time, learning be'iyun the second time. The point is, anything that's going to require a certain amount of iyun, where maybe if you have to do it in the confines of the sukkah, you'll be a geder of mitzta'er, so that halach is mitzta'er patam and ha-sukkah, it's manifests itself even in learning Torah inside a sukkah. The Mechaber brings this halacha in Hilchas Sukkah, Simin Tov Reish Lamed Tesef Katan Dalet Kol Shivas Hayomim, all 7 days of Sukkos Koyre V'loy Meid B'Toich HaSukkah U'Kishamevin U'Medaktik B'Mashe Yekra. When you understand a little bit what you're learning, Yochay Lil Meid Chutz LaSukkah, then you're allowed to go out and try to understand it a little bit better outside the Sukkah. K'Nei Shetei Daitem Yushev Esal, you're allowed to go to a place that you feel you need to go in order to have a certain level of Yishuv Adas. And then the Mechaber says, HaMispala, what about Tefillah? Rotza mispalo b'sukkah oichutz l'sukkah. When it comes to tefillah, you don't have to daven in a sukkah. If you want, you can daven in the sukkah. If you want, you can daven outside the sukkah. Says the Vilna Gaon in Bir Agra. What's the pshat? Why hamispalel? Is he not bound by the sukkah? So the Gaon says, mishum debayi iyuni. Because tefillah is always iyun. Because it needs kavana. So tefillah would be the equivalent to learning Torah be'iyun. And just like learning Torah be'iyun, chutz l'sukkah, if that's what you feel you need to do, because sometimes you don't have daitam yushev eself inside a sukkah. So in the same vein, tefillah is not like learning be'kiyas, it's like learning be'iyun, because tefillah requires iyun, it requires kavana. So says the Vilna Gaon, if learning be'iyun doesn't have to be dafka in a sukkah, so tefillah, which is like iyun, wouldn't have to be in a sukkah either. Zokti Gemara, Omar Rava, Rava said, Mani mishtayvim talalta. After you finish drinking, so the cups that are dirty, you're allowed to leave in the sukkah. Mani mechlabar mitalalta. But the leftover plates that are dirty, that you have to take outside of the sukkah. So to have a glass that's dirty in a sukkah is not a bezoyin for the sukkah. However, to have plates that are dirty in a sukkah, that is a bezoyin. So you have to take that out. Chatzfa v'shachol bar mi metal olalta. A pail and different things that were used to take water out of a bar. So these things need to be kept outside of a sukkah. It's not bakovet for it to be in a sukkah. Shraga, to have a leichter, b'metalat, you can keep in a sukkah. Amigdal, some say bar metalat, no, it has to be outside of the sukkah. Okay, sounds like they're arguing. The bar of like, please, really, there's no machlokes. Hop a sukkah gedayla, hop a sukkah ketana. Depends, is it a small sukkah or is it a large sukkah? If it's a small sukkah, you have to keep it outside of the sukkah, because then it's not going to be bakovet. If, however, it's going to be a larger sukkah, so then if you have a candelabra that has maybe a light that already extinguished, to leave it in the sukkah is not a big deal. That's something that you're going to be allowed to do. So the Mishnah said, Yarduk Shaman, if it rains. So we know that Allah is Mitztar Potam and Asok, you're allowed to leave. Me'ema Sai Mutta Lefanis, when are you allowed to leave the sukkah? Mishnah Tisrach HaMikvah, when the food starts going back. Tana, we learned in a Braisa. Again, the Braisa, which is explaining the Mishnah. And it's not really so much the Braisa explaining the Mishnah. Amayuran explained Mishnayas. Braisa didn't explain Mishnayas. It's just the Braisa that's a little wordier than the Mishnah. So the Mishnah was written Balash and Kitzara. It was written sometimes in code, Biramiza, and it was supposed to be understood what the halacha was. The prices were sometimes wordier. Rebbe Dafka chose the Mishnayos over the Brises because he wanted it to be Lush and Kitzara for whatever reasons. Again, it's not a Brice explaining a Mishnah, but rather it's a Brice that's just talking a little bit more than a Mishnah, which for us gives us much needed commentary. So regardless, the Mishnah says, when are you allowed to leave when the food starts going back? All right, which food? So the Brice says, Mishnah Tisuch HaMikpa Shel Greasin. It's talking about when the greasin, when the beans start going bad. That's food that goes bad really quickly. Meaning it's a very cool digashir. As soon as the greasin go bad, then you're allowed to go back inside. Abaya Habakkuk Yosef Kamedra Rav Yosef. Abaye was once sitting in front of Rav Yosef, his Rebbe, b'metalalton, inside a sukkah, noshav zika. It was windy, the kamaisi tzivusa, and twigs started falling down from the schach. Amalei Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, all right, we're leaving. Panu limani meyacha, take all my things, we're going inside. Amalei Abaye, Abaye said, we went to the Mishnah Tisruch HaMikpah. This is not Mishnah Tisruch HaMikpah, just because a little bit of wood chips fell down. Amalei said, only the didi. For me, I'm an istenis, so I'm a shtickle mafunik. To me, it's like tisrach hamikva. I'm allowed to go in. Tanu rabbanon. We went to the brayse. Hoyo eichel basukah. Someone's eating in the sukkah. Yarduk shalom and rain. The yara. Now we left the sukkah. Im atrichen oisel lalis atchigmar sudasa. So middle of the meal, you don't have to go back into the sukkah. You're allowed to conclude your sukkah inside. This is halacha l'maisa. Hoyo yashin tachas sukkah. If somebody was sleeping in a sukkah, yarduk shalom and it rained. The yara. And as a result, he left the sukkah. Im atrichen oisel lalis. You don't have to go back into the sukkah. But here there's a cavity. You have to read the fine print. Ad sheyeyar. So the Gemara says, Ibayilu, what was the word? Ad sheyeyar with an ayin? Or ad sheyeyar with an aleph? Yeyar with an ayin means until you wake up. It sounds like you went to sleep inside, you wake up and you look outside and you see it's not raining anymore, so you have to pick yourself up and go into the sukkah. Yeyar with an aleph is miloshin ar. It means until the sun rises, which would imply that if you wake up in the middle of the night, but it's still night, you're allowed to stay sleeping. It's until the morning, at that point already, if you want to sleep in a shtickle, you would have to go back into the sukkah. So that's the question. Is it atsheyeyer with an ayin, or is it atsheyeyer with an av? Toshma, it's a braiso. Atsheyeyer, v'yale amud ha-shachar. Okay, maybe this yeyer is with an ayin, maybe it's with an aleph. What do you see from the braiso? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why, because this Braisa is a little wordier. It says, Atshayer v'yala mudashach. Tarti, why do you have to say two things? Oh, ele ema must mean Atshayer mitan ayin v'yala mudashach. Those are the two things. If Atshayer is with an aleph, then the Braisa is just repeating itself. Atshayer until it's going to be day, v'yala mudashach, and it's going to be day. So why do you have to say it twice? Must be Yer is with an ayin. Yer means until you wake up. V'yala mudashach means the sun is going to rise. It's at that point where, number one, it's day, and you woke up. So the point is, if you wake up middle of the night, you don't have to go back into your sukkah. Or if you're still sleeping and it's day, continue sleeping. When you wake up, A, B, and you notice that it's already alois hashachar, it's at that point that you have to go back into a sukkah. So returning to the Mishnah, said, Mashlu mashal amad avadayim. Chazal gave a mashal to explain what it's like when it rains on sukkahs. It's like an eved that came to pour a kois mayim Le Rabbi, the Shafach Le Kitoin Alpanov. And the Odoin took the water and he threw it back at the Eved. So the Gemara says, Ibayilu, meaning we've been interpreting the Mishnah, we've been teaching the Mishnah that the Eved came Limzai Kais Le Rabbi, and then the Rabbi was Shafach Le Kitoin Alpanov. But the Gemara wasn't short. Ibayilu, Abaye and Rav, right? Mi Shafach Le Mi, who poured, who? So the Gemara Toshma the Tanya, Shafach Le Rabbi,
Kitoin alponov va'omaloi, and he told him he efshi b'shi mushech, that thanks, but no thanks. I'm really not interested in you being mishamish me. So just to pause for 1 second. So this is an idea that we've spoken about already. This is Hilchos Sukkah 101, Mitztaris Potim and HaSukkah. And Chazal made a very big deal about what it's like when it rains on Sukkahs. Moshlu moshel le'ma'adav adoyma le'evet shabal limzei kois l'rabbi v'tshafach le'kita in alpana. This idea is expressed in another Mishnah. The very first Mishnah Masechtas Tainus. Me'emasai maskirin gvuras geshem. When do you start saying Mashav v'ruachu meirud ha'geshem? When do we say geshem? So Rabbi Eliezer said Yontav Rishon Shel Chag. It's the first Nes Sukkos. Rabbi Yeshua said, well, we do Miyontav Achra Shel Chag. It's actually Shmini Atzeres. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer, why would you say Mashav v'ruachu meirud ha'geshem on the first day of Sukkos? Being that rain on Sukkos is a simin klala, lamahu masker. Why would he be masker? It's Amalei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer told him, Avani lo yamarti lishal. I never said you should ask for rain. I didn't say the same kalumotel of rocha you should start saying on Sukkos. Ela lahasker. I just said you should be masker. Mashav ruach umayru da geshem be'aynasay. And I think this is the appropriate time to start saying that. Rabbi Shua responded. Either way, that's the Mishnah. But Rabbi Shua tells Rabbi Eliezer, why would you say mashav ruach umayru da geshem on the first day Sukkos? The first day Sukkos, rain is a simen klolo. Why are we talking about something that we don't want today? So Rashi says, where do you find that rain on Sukkos is a simen klolo? Kedamrina mesach the Sukkah beperek ayoshan. So Rashi says it's a Mishnah. Sukkah chavches amet beis. Me'imasai mutter lefanois. Misha tisrach hamikba. Moshe le'evet shabalim zekos le'rabboi. V'shavach lo'i kitayin amayim. V'chulu v'chulu v'chulu. But either way, the Mishnah, tainis tapezam et aleph. Where Rabbi Yeshua tells Rabbi Eliezer that why would you be masker rain? Rain is a simen klolo. What was the simen klolo that he was referring to? Our Mishnah. In other words, our Mishnah is saying that when it rains on Sukkos, it's a simen klolo, which is really counterintuitive in the sense that rain, geshem, is always a simen bracha, gishme bracha. But at the same time, there's a concept that rain, which is always a dover shal bracha, can somehow convert into a klolo. We're not going to talk about this, but there is a very important lashon haRambam. It's in the Pirush HaMishnayos, and it's in our Mishnah right here, Masechta HaSukkah. So the Rambam says, quote, "For yiridas hakshamim betchilas haSukkos." Remes ki Hashem einu mekabu maseim beratzen. Again, the yiridas hakshamim betchilas haSukkos. Remes ki Hashem einu mekabu maseim beratzen. So what state in that Rambam that's so earth shattering, that was marish olamos, that has a lot of raid written on it? It's because the Rambam added one word. The yiridas hakshamim betchilas haSukkos. Everybody wonders, where did the Rambam get that from? L'chura, when we say that rain is a simen klolo, it means the whole yontif of Sukkos. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you don't start being masker gvuras kishama on the second day of Sukkos. We wait till Shmini Atzeres. So l'chura, the Rambam says, betchila, l'chura, it's not betchila saSukkos. Or where did the Rambam know that it's betchila saSukkos? But from the Rambam, it would seem that this whole idea of rain being a simen klolo, mashlum, mashal, l'mad avadoyim, that's the beginning of Sukkos, which probably is the first night of Sukkos. So the first night of Sukkos, that's when there's a chi of tezvav. But you're sitting down that first night of Sukkos and it starts raining. Betchila saSukkos. That's when it's going to be a simen klolo. So what is the simen klolo? What's pashup shot? Yid's trying to do a mitzvah. David doesn't want to allow you to do the mitzvah. But the truth is, you don't find this anywhere else. You don't find that if somebody wants to put on tefillin and for whatever reason, segeitnish, and he can't put on tefillin, or somebody wants to do ner chanukah and for whatever reason, it's not working out. Moshlu, moshel, amad, avadayma, a moshel with an imshel, simen klolo, mishnah, tainis, tapezam, and aleph. So we said that lechur, the pshat, is pashtet based on the theme of the first half of the Masechta, and that is the yontif of Sukkos is a yontif of viratzi sabanu. That's what yontif is. That in Yom Kippur, the Yidden got kapara. But then Sukkos, it was venirtzoloi lechaper olam. They were told that not only am I going to forgive you, not only will we drop the weapons, so to speak, but it's going to be more than that. It's going to be literally our relationship the way it was before the Chet HaEgel. You had Anani Yaakov before the Chet HaEgel, you're going to have it now again. That means when a Yid sits down in a sukkah on Sukkos, what he's ready to be mechavin, l'man yedu d'reisechem k'besukkos ha'shavti es b'nei Yisrael, like the Bach says, and the Bekura Yaakov says that it's even likuva, Mishabru says l'kulo, like the Prima God. But the point is, what's the mitzvah srichas kavano of sukkah? It's v'rotzi sabano. What happens? It starts raining. And all of a sudden, it's a geese. Segist, those Gishmei Bracha now are a Siman Klala, because it's as if you're getting some subliminal message, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that maybe I'm not holding by the Viratzisa Banu. And that's why there's an idea that when it rains on Sukkis, it's actually a Siman Klala. So we mentioned earlier in the Masechta what I heard from Rabbi Shua Abba Shlita, who said that it could be a Knech in the Siman Klala, is that the Gemara says also in Tainas Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Kimu Mafteches Biyodei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelo Nimsru Biyad Shliach, and one of them is the Mafteach Shel Gshamim. That means rain is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't delegate. Rain is not something that Hashem works through any intermediaries. When it rains, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachu took the Mafteach Shel Gshamim, he opened it up and he caused it to rain. So said Rabbi Shua Abba, rain is a Siman Klolo. You don't find that every Mitztayer is a Siman Klolo. What you find is that rain is a Siman Klolo. And it could be, in Pnimius anyways, that the reason the rain is the Siman Klala, because rain is coming directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why when it rains, it's mamish the marshal. The marshal is la'evet shabal limzai kais l'rabbi, v'shafach ibay l'hu. Mi shafach, says the Gemara, tashma shafach l'rabbi. It's the rabbi was shafach. And he said, I'm not holding by the v'ratzis abanu. But when it comes directly from Hashem, v'ani v'loy al yidei shliach, so that's already intense. And that's the marshal of the rabbi himself being the one that shafach lekitan. But Rabbi Shua Abba said this over, he said something else. He said over something that he heard b'shem Rabbi Shmuel Yankif Bornstein, Zeche Tzadik Lavracha. And that is, we mentioned Rav Maltzin in the Siach Yitzchak, in the Pirish, on Atu Berchaton Mikol Amim. So he said, Atu Berchaton Mikol Amim, Ahavta Yisonu V'Ratzis Abanu. Atu Berchaton Mikol Amim is referring to the Yontav of Pesach. That's when we became a nation. Ahavta Yisonu, that's Shavuos. You got the Torah. That was the greatest Ahavta Yisonu. That's when we became Banim L'Hashem Elokeichem. Ben to a father is Kirachim Av Abanim. That's the greatest Ahava. V'rotzis Abanu? That's Sukkis. So Shmuel Yankiv said that Yesh Loimar, the Hemshech of this Tefillah, Al Derech Zeh. V'roimam Tonu Mikol Al Shoinois, V'kidash Tonu B'mitzvay Secha, V'keraftonu Malkeinu L'Avayda Secha. So Shmuel Yankiv said, V'roimam Tonu Mikol Al Shoinois, that's Pesach. That's when we became a nation. That's when we became Meroim, where we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us and he exalted us above all the other nations. V'kidashtanu b'mitzvay secha, that's easy. That's Shavuos. V'keraftanu malkeinu l'avayda secha. V'aistai is that Sukkos. And that's what Sukkos is. It's v'keraftanu malkeinu l'avayda secha. So Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv said that where do you find that Sukkos is v'keraftanu malkeinu l'avayda secha? He said it's this mashal. What's the mashal of Sukkos? Mashlu mashal amad avadayma. Le'evet shabal limzai kais l'rabbi. V'shafach lo'ikita in alponav. Think of the mashal, now work backwards. You can understand an imshal. When a yid sits in a sukkah, he's an eved shabal limzoi kais l'rabbi. Now sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes it rains on sukkahs and it's a siman klala, eini yevshi b'shimushech. But at the same time, what is the yontiv of sukkahs? You want to know what the yontiv of sukkahs is, said Rav Shmuel Yankiv? Read the Mishnah. Read the mashal on the Mishnah. It's mashlu mashal ma davadoyma le'eved shabal limzoi kais l'rabbi. That's the keraftonu malkeinu l'avayda secha. You're an eved, you're doing avoida, you're serving your creator. That's what happens on Sukkos. On Sukkos, you walk in to the tzila de mehemnusa, it's a bechina of the keraftonu malkeinu l'avayda secha. But the mashal and the nimshal are so precise, because the mashal is le'eved shabal limzoi kais l'rabbi v'shavach l'akitan alpanav. The nimshal, that's what Sukkos is. Sukkos is the keraftonu malkeinu l'avayda secha, and the nimshal, like Rabbi Shua Abba said, that it's the rabbi that shafach lekita in alpanav, because gishamim is one of the gimel maftechesh leinimsru biyachliach. So it's coming literally directly. It's coming directly. So why would the tzaddikim allowed to stay in a sukkah? Because kol masha oimel chol balabayis asay chutz mitzaytanu rabbanim as much acham loika, when the sun is loika. So it's not clear what this is, but at some on some level the sun's light is being diminished. Simin ra lechol oivam kum. It's a bad sign for the whole world. Marshal Amad Avadayim, another Marshal, Melech Basav Adam, there was a Melech Basav Adam, Sha'asa Suda Lavadim. He made a Suda for all his slaves. V'niach Panos Lefneim, and he left a candelabra, there was a nice leichter, so that there would be light. The Olam would be able to enjoy the Suda. Kasalim, then he got angry at them. V'amal Avdayim, he told one of his Avadim, Tul Panos Mipneim, take away the candelabra, V'yishivim B'chayishach, let them sit in the fenster. It's like this, when the Cham is like us, it becomes dark. Oh, it's dark. That's a simin ra. Tiny. Remei, remei, it calls matcha ma'iris loikin. Simin ra l'soineim shal yisro. Whenever the ma'iris are loikin, the ma'iris are the things that provide light. So whenever their light is diminished, it's a bad sign for the enemies of the Jews, which is a euphemism, it's a bad sign for the Yidden. Because unfortunately, whenever bad things happen, the Yidden seem to be affected disproportionately. And Rami explained it with a mashal. Mashal a sofer. Shabal lebeis ha-sefer. There was a sofer, a rabbi, and he came to yeshiva for ritzua b'yadai, and he walked in sharpening his meser, right? He walked in with a whip, and the olam knew they were about to chop. Midayik, so who was the one that was the most concerned? Misha Ragalukis, Bechal Yayim Vayim, Udayik, the one that used to chop the most. He was the one that was the most concerned. So he says, no, when the Ma'iris Alaikin, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on some level, is holding the Ritzua B'yadai. Who needs to be angry? The one that gets the brunt of it. And that's the Jewish people. Tanu Rabbanu is not Shacham Alaikin. When the Cham is like a Simira Levdi Chom, it's a bad sign for the Evi Gicham. Levan Alaika, when the Levan is like a Simira Lesayneim Shal Yisrael, that's a bad sign for the Yidin. B'nei, Shal Yisrael Mayna Levana, because the Yidin, we count the year 254 days, the lunar month, we use the moon for Evdei Kechavim Lecham, but Evdei Kechavim 365 days, they work with the solar year. Loika b'mizrach, if the sun's light was diminished, loika b'mizrach on the eastern side, simin ra'al yeshvei, it's bad for the people of Mizrach. B'mayrev, if it's affected b'mayrev, so this is easy, simin ra'al yeshvei mayrev, it's a bad sign for the people of Mayrev. B'em tzarekir, what if it gets affected in the middle of the sky, simin ra l'chol ha'olam kol, it's bad for everybody. Pan of daim l'adam, if the sun becomes red like blood, cherev bal ha'olam, it's a sign that there's going to be bloodshed, swords, and people are going to die. L'sak, if it looks like goats here, becomes black, chitzei ra'av bal ha'olam, that means hunger is coming to the world, because when someone is in a state of starvation, his face turns black. Zu l'zu, what if the sun is red and black? Means both of these things are happening. If the sun's light diminishes, this eclipse or whatever exactly it is, this happens as the sun is rising, Puranis Shai Lovi. That means the Puranis is going to come. We said it's a bad sign, but it's not going to happen right away. Why? Because the sun's still going to be around for a while. So to the Puranis, are not coming for a while. Beats me also. If it comes when the sun sets, Maheres Lovoy, then it means, oh, the sun is about to leave, so too the Puranis are bad. It's just the opposite. If the sun's light gets diminished as the sun rises, it happens so quickly, the Puranis is coming right away. If it happens later, oh, it took a long time until it happened, it's going to take a long time until the Puranis. There's two ways you can look at it, and different people looked at it differently. Additionally, there's no nation that gets punished in Eloheha Loika Ima, that her God doesn't get punished with Shenemar, V'chol Elohei Mitzrayim Esa Shvatim. They don't have to worry about all these things. Meaning, start looking at the sun and the moon and start seeing if there's eclipses and these things. When the Yidden are doing what they're supposed to do, no worries. Shenemar, and it's a pasuk, Yirmiyo Perek Yud, Koyamar Hashem, El Derech HaGoyim Al Talmadu. This is what we need. Don't be worried about the oisayis hashamayim, about the signs that are coming from the celestial beings. The goyim, they need to worry about it. However, but the Yisrael yechatu, Yidden don't have to worry about these things. That's when the oisim ritzayin shalmakim. When they're not oisim ritzayin shalmakim, then they do have to worry. There's four things that cause the chamah to be loyka. Al av bezdin, shemes, the einoy nispat kahalacha. So when an av bezdin dies and he's not nispat kahalacha, that causes the chama to be loika. I saw Reb Reuven Margolis says a remez, v'zorach hashemesh uva hashemesh. V'zorach hashemesh uva hashemesh. Ain't tzaddik nifter min ha'olam until another tzaddik is waiting to replace that tzaddik. So he said that could be the only time the Yidden are zoicha that after a tzaddik dies, there should be another tzaddik to replace that tzaddik, as if they care about the fact that the tzaddik died. But if they don't care about the fact that the tzaddik died, so if you don't care, then lav dafka, they're going to get that other tzaddik. So said Reb Reuven Margolis, al derech drush, bishvil arba dvarim chamaloika. The first one, av bezdin shemes, ve'enay nispad kalacha. If the av bezdin, the raivid, the gaivid, the av bezdin dies, and he's not nispad kalacha, what does that mean? It means people don't care that much. They know what's going to happen? The chama is going to be loika. Ordinarily, it's v'zorach hashemesh uva hashemesh. Usually, the sun will come out. It's going to rise again, because there's going to be another tzaddik that's going to come. But in this case, b'shul abad varim chama loika, lo bezin shemes, ve'enay nispad kalacha. But there's four things, right? That's only the first. Val nayra murasa,
Shetzaka Be'ir, the Eimai Shila, an Ira Murasa, who's Tzaka Be'ir. She's yelling because somebody is violating her. Nobody's helping her. Val Mishkav Zachar, or Mishkav Zachar. Val Shnei Achim Shenishban Dachmim Ke'ech. Two brothers that get killed at the same time. These are things that cause the Chama to be like Mishalabad Var Ma'irus. There are four things that cause the Ma'irus to be like the Yerech and the Kaychavim, the moon and the stars. What are those four things? Al Kaysvi Plasa, people that make false shtaros. From the Idei the Shecher, people that testify falsely in court. From a Gadav Behemadaka of Eretz Yisrael, this is an interesting group. People that raise a Behemadaka, a smaller animal in Eretz Yisrael, because they destroy the Yishuv. Val Koytzitze Yilonis Toivis, and people that chop down good trees. There are four things that cause the Nechasim of Balabatim to be handed over to the government. Amashi Shtaris Peruim. If someone lends somebody money and then the person pays him back, but he keeps the shtar, I'm not giving you the shtar back, as if to say I'll be able to be teveya the money again. That's a bad thing, and it causes nichse balabatim to be handed over to the malchus. Valmalvi beribis, people that violate the laws of ribis. Valshahoya sipip yodan nichsvay michu, people that have the ability to be moicha and they don't. Top Rashi. Valshahoya sipik biyodam shebalibatim halalu limchais biyad oivre averu shebedarim. So these were balabatim that had the ability to get up and to be moicha. Now, why would you think balabatim have the ability to protest? Who's going to listen to them? Shedevreim nishmoim. These were balabatim who have clout, machmas oishrom. Because of their wealth, vahabriyais nireim mehem, people are simply afraid of them. So these people, when they're not moicha, this causes that their nechasim should be handed over. And finally, val shapoiskin stoka berabim, they make big pledges publicly, but vaeina noisim, but they don't cover their pledges. So all four of these things are things that are nogeya, people that are ashirim, right? Someone that lends money, you paid him back, he doesn't give you back the shtar. He's a malva beribis, right? Who's malva? Usually the usher. The ani is on the other side of that transaction. He's usually the life. So what does it do? It affects the nichse balabatim. Amar Rav. Rav said, "Mishvulabad v'am nichse balabatim yoytzen l'timin." There are four things that cause a balabas, his nechasim, to go bad, meaning he loses his nechasim. Someone provided services to him and he doesn't pay him right away. Meaning he'll pay him eventually, but in the meantime he's not paying him. This is a person that's never gonna pay. Person who has a certain achrayas, and what he does is he takes that achrayas and he gives it to somebody else. And finally, val gasis haruach, and on gaiva, says the Gemara, gasis haruach keneged kulam. Gasis haruach is keneged kulam. Avo ba'anovim, when it comes to anovim, they're not going to lose their possessions. Ksiv anovim yirshu oretz, v'sango al roiv shalom. Again, this is talking about balibatim, it's talking about ashirim, right? That's the point. So these are all things that ashirim would be involved in. An asher would be a koivish schar socher. He would be an oishke sar socher, potentially, meaning he's in a position to be tempted to do things like that. He's someone that has certain achrayas, but if he doesn't want to take achrayas, even though he's in a position maybe to be able to own this type of achrayas, but it's not something he wants to. Oh, finally, gasa saruach. But someone that is an osher, but at the same time, he's an anav, anavim yirshu aretz, v'sa'angu al roiv shalom. So just to end with one ha'ara, and that is, so the Gemara said on daf chavtes amar aleph that the non-Jews, they count with the solar year. 365 days, the sun. The Yidden, it's with the Levana. And it's for that reason, Bizman Shachama Loika, Simin Ra La'ovdei Kechavim. Levana Loika, Simin Ra L'Sineim Shal Yisrael. The Marsha, on this Gemara, says that what's the pshat that the sun is more associated with the Ovdei Kechavim and the moon is more associated with the Yidden. So he says that in the Medrash, there's many, many pshatim to this. But he says one pshat, that Moshe, the Eibishter told Moshe in Mitzrayim, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodashim. Lochem V'loy L'Nachrim. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodashim. Only the Yidden would use the Levana, but as it relates to the Nachrim, they wouldn't use the Levana. And then the Medrash says that Yaakov and Esav were the two sons of Yitzchak and Rivka. Esav was the older brother, and Yaakov was Achiv HaKatan. He was the younger brother. Esav was a Rasha, Yaakov was a Tzaddik. The Chama is the Mor HaGadol, and the Levana is the Mor HaKatan. So says the Medrash, Esav, who's the older brother, he counts with the Mor HaGadol. Yaakov, who's the younger brother, he counts with the Mar HaKatan, and that's why Bizman Shacham Aloika, it's a bad sign for the Ovdei Kechavim, because that's Esav, he's the older brother. When the Yereach and the Kechavim, when that Loika, the Ma'iris Aloikim, that's a bad sign for Yaakov, because Yaakov is the Mar HaKatan, it's because Yaakov is the younger brother. The truth is that the Gemara Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Samech Amud Beis, says that it wasn't just Yaakov who was referred to as Katan. And the Gemara says that there were others that were as well, and there's some connection between these tzaddikim that were referred to as ktanim and the idea that the Levana is the Moira Katan. The Gemara says, well-known Gemara, Rav Shimon ben Pazi Rami, Ksiv, it says, Vayasa l'kim eshneya Moiris HaGadolim. There were two Moiris HaGadolim, the sun and the moon. Ksiv, and the Pasuk says, it's a Moira Gadol, that's a Moira Katan. That there was a Moira Gadol and there was a Moira Katan. So were they both big, or was one big and one was small? Says the Gemara, said Rav Shimon ben Pazi, it's a Braisa. Amr Yoreach Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Hashem created the sun and the moon, so the moon came to the Eibush and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Efshel L'Shnei Melach Hashem Shamshu B'Keser Echad, is it possible for two kings to share the same crown? Amalah, so Hashem said, I hear it. You make a very good point. L'chi Uma'ati Atzmech. You should make yourself small. Amr L'fan of Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't understand. Hayov Amarti Lefnecha Davar Hagun Amit Das Atzmi. I had a good taina. You see, you mask him to the taina. So why am I the one that's losing out? I came with a Gishmak Akasha, and this is what's going to happen. And the moon was having a very hard time being a piece. Finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the moon, I hear, I understand it bothers you that you're the Mar HaKatan. However, I want you to know there's going to be tzaddikim that are going to be called with your name. Yaakov HaKatan, Shmuel HaKatan, and David HaKatan. This is going to be Yaakov HaKatan, this is going to be Shmuel HaKatan, this is going to be David HaKatan. So this idea of the moon being a Mar HaKatan and Yaakov being Katan, the younger brother, it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Chulin Daf Samech Amud Beis. And it's not just Yaakov, but there's some connection between Yaakov HaKatan, Shmuel HaKatan, and David HaKatan. Rashi in Chumash brings another Chazal. It's a Medrash. The Medrash says that when the moon was told that she would now become the Mar HaKatan, so the moon came with tainus, like the Gemara says, because I said a davar hagun amit as atzmi. How's that fear? How does that make sense? So the Eibishter was mafayas the moon. How was the Eibishter mafayas the moon? The Eibishter was mafayas the moon by saying you're going to have stars, you're going to have kechavim. The Velt says that what was the pius, right? What was the nechama? Hashem tells the moon, you were supposed to be a Mar HaGadol, you were supposed to be king. You're not going to be king anymore. You're right. You can't have two kings sharing the same crown. So the sun's going to be the king, and you're just going to be the levana, right? Pnei Moshe is kipnei achama, pnei Yeshua is kipnei levana. You're going to be only the levana. So what was the pius? The pius was you're going to have stars. So the Velt says, what was the pius? The moon was feeling bad about itself. The moon felt very, very small. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the moon, you think you're small? There are people that are smaller than you. There's kechavim that are smaller than you. And that gave the levana chizik. Meaning people in life, they usually look at people who have more than them. And as a result, it brings to kinna, and it brings to feelings that they don't have as much as they can have. And what the Eibishter told the levana is, don't look at the sun. Look at who's smaller than you. Look at the kechavim. And like that, you'll realize that your lot is really not so bad. But the Chasam Sofer, and we'll end with this, in Tiras Moshe and Parashas Bereshis, he says a davar nifla, which ties into so much of what the Chasam Sofer talks about throughout his Sfarim. And that is, the Chasam Sofer says that Yaakov and David and Shmuel, they were referred to as ketanim. They were referred to as ketanim in the same vein as the moon being ketanim. So what's the oimek? So he says, because Chazal say that when the moon became the katan, Hashem told him, I'm going to give you kechavim. So he says, the sun doesn't have kechavim. Only the moon has kechavim. You know why? Because the sun can't have kechavim. The light is so strong, it's so blinding, that there's no room for there to be anyone else to shine. If you're in the same room as the sun, no one else is even going to be noticed. There's one it person in the room, and that's the sun. No one else has even noticed, because the sun's light, its energy is so powerful that you don't notice anyone around it. But the Levana, the moon, because it's not the sun, therefore there's room for kechavim. And that's when you look up in the sky, you don't only see the moon, you also see kechavim. So the Chasam Sofer said, that's what Chazal meant to Chul and Daf Samech Amud Beis. That Yaakov and David and Shmuel, then Nikra al Shem al Avonah,
that like the moon. Why they like the moon? Because he said the great tzaddikim, the great rabbeim, they didn't make it about themselves. They wanted to make everyone around them better, and they were willing to sacrifice to make everyone around them better. And in this piece, he talks about Avraham Avinu, and he talks about Chanoich, and this is the Petuchei Chaisim 101 of the Chassam Sofer, the theme of Lavash Upashet as Bigdei Abad, like we spoke about a lot in Masechtas Yuma. This is that theme of the Chassam Sofer. So he says that the tzaddikim, Yaakov and Shmuel and David, they were referred to as ketanim, as in the moon. In what sense? In the sense that they're willing to make themselves smaller so that they could have kechavim. They could have stars around them. And that's what he says. The great Rebbes, they wanted to be maimit talmidim harve. That was their objective. And they didn't make it about their own personal aliyah. And they were willing to compromise on their own Mo'er, and they were willing to be Mo'er HaKotan just like the Levana. Why? So like this they could have Kechavim, so that other people would be able to shine as well. Either way, just a little bit of Drush, a little bit of Pnimiyas HaTorah as it relates to the connection between Klal Yisrael and the Levana, and specifically like the Marsha says, between Yaakov Avinu, and not just Yaakov, Yaakov and David and Shmuel, the great Tzaddikim, and the Levana and the moon, the Mayra Kata.